Praise the Lord. We're back for clip three. But let's get a definition for the prophetic induction. If you guys don't have this book, you really got to get this book. It's called The Prophet's Dictionary by Apostle Paul A. Price. You got to find it. It's so invaluable next to your Bible. It's a really good book. But the definition here it has for prophetic induction is the series of events, largely spiritual, and mostly dreams and visions, the Lord uses to induct, call his prophets into service. The strongest moment of induction that I've ever had was in the year 2000. And I was asleep. And my father was in this dream. And at the end of the dream, he vanished. And I remember this huge wave coming towards me. I was in the ocean. And a huge wave was coming toward me. And if you guys ever seen Deep Impact or The Day After Tomorrow or some of these, you know, 2012, you've seen the huge waves, you know, that just consumed the land. And this wave was coming, and I could hear the seagulls cry. And I just could hear the water just coming, wall of water. And out of the voice, out of the water came a voice. And when it took me over, when that water just, it just took me, just that wave just swallowed me whole. The voice said, "This is how I want to engulf you in my presence." And I woke up. I have never had a dream like that in my life. And it really showed me how much God was concerned and really was paying attention to my little life. I didn't even think God was even, I'm like, why is God giving me a dream about this? Like, what does this mean? And, you know, I started with my father, and we went up on a ramp, and we went down this highway into an ocean, and then the car disappeared, and he disappeared, and there's this wall of water taking me over, and this is the way you want to engulf me in your presence. A huge tidal wave, I mean, just took me, and I didn't know that water represents the spirit. So even then, God was trying to tell me, I'm trying to surround you in my presence, in my spirit. I'm going to swallow you whole. I'm going to consume you in my presence. And any of you guys, it's in the presence of the Lord. It's not anywhere else. It's in the presence of the Lord. Everything you need is in his presence. The answers that you need are in his presence. The open doors that you need are in the presence of God. So my induction, that was my induction through a dream, you know, and then God began to show me things and knock on the door of my spirit and of my heart. And do you see this? Are you paying attention to this? Through dreams and visions that I just couldn't shake. Down to the point that I was speaking stuff. It was coming to pass so fast. I didn't realize I was actually prophesying. I just thought it was casual conversation. And so it was just happening. I was like, God, what in the world is this? So we see that as the time for prophets or their installation nears, new prophets find that symbolism and signs play a more obvious role in their lives. That's why you got to know when God is inducting you. You got to get accustomed to colors and what they mean, numbers and patterns and typologies and shadows. And you got to understand symbolism and metaphors, because that's how God's going to speak to you primarily of the time, through parable. It'll be parabolic language. He's not just going to come out and say, I'm doing this. It's going to come through some symbolism. It's going to come through a code, because he can't have everybody finding out what he's saying, especially if he's going to tell the prophet first. So suddenly they see the unction of their calls and everything. For the reason, whatever they handle and encounter reverberates back to what the Lord is summoning them to enter. That's where you had a place in your life where it seemed everything that happens to you, God is using as a prophetic example of your life. I remember I was on my way to work. This is an embarrassing story, but it's true. I was on my way to work, and I was in my clothes. I was on my way to work, and I had eaten a bacon, steak, cheese, an egg omelet, and excuse me, you guys, it's kind of late, and I'd eaten the sandwich, and my stomach was just bubbling. On my way to work, I said, oh God, please let me get to work, please let me get to work, please let me get to work, And long story short, I ended up messing up my clothes and made a mistake and done messed around and messed in my pants and my clothes, and it was everywhere in my car, and I'm like, oh God, this is horrible. And you can really tell stories when you deliver it. And I went through that, I said, oh my God, what is this? What is happening to me? And I had to stand on the side of a back road and change my clothes and wash and change my clothes. And I had an extra, always was prepared. I always had a kitten that was always ready. And changed and cleaned out everything and cleaned off the seats and disinfected and did everything. And God said, the same way that I'm exposing you is the way that I'm going to expose the body. Not because you did anything wrong, but because there's something in you that needs to come out. And you'll think that you're bigger than your britches because of who you are. So I got to mess up your whole program, take you off schedule to rewash you, rechange you, put your new garment so that when you arrive on your job, you don't arrive with that filth that the enemy tried to plant in you. That God's got something new for you to say, do, and experience, and to reverberate and impact and impart into the life of someone else. So prophetic induction, a lot of times, it can take a long time before the prophet actually accepts the call to the office. And a lot of times, God will allow you to stay right in prophetic induction, and especially in prophetic incubation. Now, prophetic incubation is really the hell that you go through before you start walking for real in your office. It's the processing of the Lord. God has got to process you there. You don't just walk up, yes, I have a word. Wait a minute, God, I'm just... Lord, the Lord is telling me to tell you that 1 + 1 is two. Jesus, it's two. It really ain't three, it's two. God's not calling you for that foolishness. God is processing you through the hell you're going through. So stop rebuking it. Stop telling God to stop it. Stop telling God, well, God, I can't take this. And because the moment you tell God you can't take it, God says, okay, we're going to see what you can take. Because it's not you taking it anyway. You can do all things through Christ that's in you. Jesus. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens or strengtheneth you. So stop telling God what you can't take, because it ain't you taking it anyway. It's Christ, and Christ can bear anything. So stop telling God, I can't take this, because as soon as you do that, the Christ in you says, but I can. And you go through hell again, deeper than what you were going through, telling God you can't take it. All because of that word in you. All because of Jesus in you, the hope of glory. All because you belong to him and you don't belong to you. You are sheep of his pasture. My God. You're bought with a price. You're no longer your own. Jesus. So over the time of incubation period, you find that your dream life is intensifying, dreaming like you've never dreamed before. Spiritual communications are multiplied. You're speaking in tongues like you never did before. You're understanding spiritual things and is speaking to you. God is speaking to you in ways that you never thought that he could or would. And then you gain a heightened awareness into the deeper understanding that God exists in every part. Then the prophet discovers that he or she is confronted dramatically with the prophetic features of their past, culminating in their present. And you recall experiences and things from your childhood, and you're like, God, what's going on? What's happening is your prophet's spirit is surfacing from all those experiences. So, and you go, that's why I went through that. Or that's why that happened. Oh, God, I was so embarrassed when that happened to me at the birthday party. Or this happened to me at the mall. Or this happened to me between me and my parents. But God allowed it because it was making you a prophet for real. Come on back for clip 4. We'll be right back.